Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday before Ascension Sunday, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Getting to Know the Father.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I tell you most solemnly, anything you ask for from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and so your joy will be complete. I have been telling you all this in metaphors. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in metaphors, but tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name. And I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. And now I leave the world and go to the Father. These are magnificent words from the Lord, who tells us in plain language, I came from the Father. Jesus is trying gently to introduce us to the Father, to God. What do these verses mean? What John is talking about is union with Jesus and through Jesus to God. And what a stupendous gift that is. Stupendous is a big word, but I think it's appropriate. Whatever we ask for, is this not what Jesus, sent by the Father, came to announce and to promise? You see, he has made this promise, and we should take it seriously. Jesus is making himself very vulnerable. He did come. He preached. He taught. He healed. He walked on water. He made astonishing promises like this one. But he's not promising bread and circuses. No. What does ask in my name mean? This is a qualifier. He says, we may ask, but ask in my name. I think it means to be his disciple, to want to belong to Jesus and to his Father. Please try it. Try asking to belong to Jesus, to be a very close friend, to walk with him, to have him in your life. This is a biggie. To have him in your life, to sense his presence all the time. Yes, to walk with him. Let us be his disciples, and we can change the world. Ask for that, and it will be given you. I promise it. God bless you.